Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. You've known it your whole life from a child. You've heard it. I mean, everybody in the room can quote it. I've read it myself. I know thousands of times and use it often in messages, this whole Genesis story, because everything in the Bible goes back to Genesis. When you read the Bible, it'll all come back to the beginning. It's what God intends for us. And in Genesis 1:1, I read this and it just leaped in my spirit, and I hope it'll minister to you. Come on, say it with me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Let's do it again. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, they were created to work together. You don't have to say that. That's a statement. When God created the heavens and the earth, they were created to work together. It was His intention. There's nothing accidental. I haven't ever saw it before, and I've read this. Heaven and earth were created to work together. During the prophetic time that we had of prayer, and that whole entering in through that time of worship, and Miss Gail, what a blessing to have Miss Gail back. She's been on a month sabbatical, and today was her first day back with us. And there is nothing better than seeing her worship with a smile on her face and the glow of the Lord just coming from her. And her and her husband and kids are amazing, and we're so blessed, absolutely blessed, Gail, with your worship, and thank you for leading us there. But here's what I read. Okay, Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and I get down 5 verses later and listen to Genesis 1 and 6. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament, and it divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And so it was. The firmament is what we call atmosphere. It is the atmosphere. And there was a separation that came from heaven to earth. He created a firmament that separated the two. The only thing that separates heaven and earth is the atmosphere. The atmosphere is the place where we bring heaven to earth. I talked to you a few weeks ago, and I said this, and it wasn't really a part of my notes, but I said this, that I'm from Ohio, I'm from the Midwest. You can't grow oranges in Ohio. Soil could be the same, seed can be the same. Temperature. In Ohio, in the summer, it's hotter than it is here at times. The temperatures could be the same. But what makes the difference is a seed needs a certain atmosphere or climate to grow. There are no apples here in Naples, Florida. There are no apple trees here in Naples, Florida. Why? Because of the atmosphere. And God began to speak to my heart, and we were away at this conference, and the Holy Spirit began ministering to me about the atmosphere that we allow in our lives. Listen, if the atmosphere is right, we can bring heaven to earth. We can open a portal between heaven and earth. It's what Ken got a word from the Lord today while we were worshiping about how God wants to bring the heaven to earth. That in the Lord's Prayer, He said, our Father who art be in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But what is separating that? It's the atmosphere that we allow in our lives. We exist as a church to host the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's something the Lord birthed in us, that we exist to host the presence of the Holy Spirit, not just in church on Sunday. We're good about it when we get in here. We're good about hosting His presence and creating environments for the Holy Spirit to move. Listen, when we come together and we're in this time of prayer and we're in this worship time, like my job as the pastor is I got to make sure every sound that's coming from this pulpit is a sound from heaven. When Miss Gail is leading worship, her assignment is to make sure that every person on this platform is giving off a sound from heaven. And you have to take ownership and responsibility for your own life, that you are creating an atmosphere for God to speak. It's amazing to me how 3 people in a row can be getting blessed like crazy and 4 people in a row be sitting there like knots on a log. and just not receiving. And I want to help you to understand the only thing that is separating heaven to earth is the atmosphere that you're allowing in your life. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 2, and suddenly there came a sound from, come on, if you know it, say it. And suddenly there came a sound from, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There was a sound from heaven. The anointing makes the difference. Bill ministers healing all over the Canada, and God has given him a vision from sea to sea that people would be saved and healed all over Canada. And I've traveled with him, and I've listened to him and watched him minister the word of the Lord. And let me tell you something. When the atmosphere is right, people get healed. A little girl with a brain tumor that was in a wheelchair, had a brain tumor, couldn't walk. Last weekend, as Bill was ministering, the Holy Spirit came upon this little girl, and she stood up and shook herself and walked all over the front of the stage and hadn't walked in years because the anointing was right for the miracles. Listen, when the anointing, when the atmosphere is right, when the anointing is on the message, when the anointing is on the word, it changes everything. Listen, go with me to Isaiah, and go with me to Isaiah 10:27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off of your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. The anointing will destroy the yokes. People will not live in bondage when the anointing is upon the on their lives, when they create an atmosphere around them for the presence of God, for God to come from heaven to earth. In 2 John 2 and 20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. He can teach you how to be a better husband. He can teach you how to live your life. He can teach you how to do business, how to be successful, how to move from one area to another area of your life in a smooth transition. Why? Because when the atmosphere is right, the Holy Spirit will lead you. But you have an anointing which you have received from him, and it abides in you. You do not need for anyone to teach you, but the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. And it is true. It is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. We exist to host the presence of the Holy Spirit. Say that. I exist to host the presence of the Holy Spirit. When we bring heaven to earth, and when we move heaven to earth, what happens is people are saved, lives are changed. You can leave out of this building forever changed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is upon this house. When the atmosphere is right, you don't just get a sermon. Listen, all over our city right now, people are just finishing services where people, preachers, stood up on platforms and preached out of the same Bible, spoke the same word. And many of those people leave the atmosphere of that room and have received a sermon. They got 3 points, they got a poem, they got everything exactly the same word. What's the difference? The difference is the atmosphere that is created, the anointing that is upon the message. It is not a sermon. It is a message. It is the Father giving you a word to stand on, giving you a word to change your environments and to bring peace and bring joy into your life. It's not a sermon. It's a message. God wants to speak to you and I. Listen, what sound is coming out of this church? It is our responsibility as ministers and elders and co-laborers and board members to create a sound in this church that destroys yokes, that brings people out of bondage and into light. Well, let me ask you, what sound came out of your home this week? What was the atmosphere of your business? What was the atmosphere in your relationship with your wife? Listen, Bobby and I, we are not the perfect couple. We have issues just like anybody else does. I can't find my shoes at times. I can't find things in my, where's my keys? You got my keys? Where's my keys? I don't have your keys. You have to have my keys. I put my keys right there and they're not there. They didn't walk away. What am I doing? I'm creating an atmosphere that is not an echo of heaven. I'm just saying, this is for everybody in this room. You have the power to create an atmosphere for a portal to be opened from heaven and you to receive God's joy in your life. And when you don't operate in the presence of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to see God doing for you what he wants to do for you. What sound is coming out of your home? What sound is coming out of your life? I know what comes out of a lot of people's lives is when the light turns green, they want everybody to move right now. And if you don't, you get the sound of a horn going beep, 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 beep. I'm like, are you serious? The light just changed. It's like everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's in a hurry. I saw this sign in Hawaii when we were there. Said in Hawaii, it said, if you're in a hurry, you have no class. I mean, we're living at the pace of this world. And we got to back off and we got to say, Lord Jesus, I want to keep the right atmosphere in my life, because atmosphere opens the windows of heaven in our hearts and in our lives. When you get the atmosphere right, everybody starts seeing visions. I saw an angel doing this, and I saw this, and I heard from God this. It's our young people. It's like Joseph standing in the back praying over the people. The atmosphere is right. The Holy Spirit is speaking, and some little boy that's never, ever give a word of prophecy in his life stands up and says, I see people that need a breakthrough. I see people that are hurt, that need to be healed. He's seeing things into the spiritual. What are we doing? We're creating an environment for heaven to come to earth, and it will change your life. It's not just for church services. It's the way you have to live 24/7. You wake up every day and say, God, I'm going to create the right environment around me. That doesn't mean that you go on Facebook and you rant and you rave and you put all the garbage and the feelings of your heart and you put it out there so people, I just want to give them a piece of my mind. I want to let them know what I think. Listen, don't give anybody a piece of your mind. You don't have any to waste. Seriously. What sound is coming from your house? Is it an echo of heaven? If we were to listen, if we could hear through the walls, what are we hearing? Are we hearing an echo of heaven? Because you know what heaven sounds like? It's in Revelation 19:1. After these things, I heard a loud voice and a great multitude of heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power to the belonging to the Lord our God. Let this be the echo of your life this week. Let it be your heart's cry when you wake up in the morning, that you're going to wake up and declare the goodness of God. I want to make sure every sound that is coming from my life is coming from the presence of the living God. Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus got that from Isaiah 61, a prophecy that was 600 years before his birth. Isaiah said this in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim to the captives the opening of the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all they that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. This is what Jesus come to do. He come to turn it all around. And you got to get in the atmosphere of Christ. You got to allow yourself to live in that place with him. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness in the planting of the Lord, that they may be glorified. Listen to me. In my house, in my bathroom, on my kitchen, on my bathroom counter, there are these bottles of little oil. They're essential oils. My wife has one for everything. If you hurt your toe, she's got a toe oil that she can put on your toe. There's all these different toes. But let me tell you, all these different oils for your toes. I don't know. There's all these stupid oils and whatever they are. But I'm going to tell you something. The best oil is the oil of joy. It's the oil of joy that comes from the Father. In His presence is fullness of joy. When you host the presence of the Holy Spirit, there is no devil in hell that can keep you from God from what God has for you. Amen. Amen. Mourning ruled the earth in the Old Testament. There was mourning, and when things didn't work out, you got mourners. They even hired mourners to be at the funerals, and they would pay them to sit there and mourn. But when Jesus came, He ruined the mourning. He ruined the mourning. He said, no more mourning. Now we get the oil of joy. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and the praises of the spirit of praise. For the spirit of heaviness. Psalm 16:11 says, you show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. If you find yourself living stressed and living angry and living mad and just so, it's like, man, wait a minute, this isn't the echo of heaven. This isn't the sound that I need in my life. I want to tell my husband, I want to tell my wife. No. Get yourself back into your place and say, look, I'm going to keep the anointing. I'm going to keep the atmosphere right so the anointing will destroy the yoke. In Luke 4:31, I'm going to close. In Luke 4:31. They went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. If you go with us in November, we're going to go to Capernaum, and we'll spend time in the synagogues Jesus preached in, and we'll sit there and worship the Lord together. They went down to Capernaum in the city of Galilee, and He was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at His teaching, for His word was with authority. They were just shocked, Gary. They were saying, what in the world? Like, what? This guy's speaking with such authority. You know why? Because it was words from heaven. See, if you could ever comprehend in your mind that when Jesus was on this earth, He wasn't operating in His divinity. He was operating in His humanity. He was operating as a man. He left divinity, came to humanity. He came and He walked as a man. And He had to get it the same way you and I have to get it. He had to go to the Father. And He said, the words that I speak, I'm not speaking on my own. I'm speaking from the Father. Well, how did He do that? I'll tell you how He did that. He got in the atmosphere of the presence of God, and God spoke to Him, and He spoke to the people, and His words were with power. I'm telling you, if you'll create the right atmosphere, there is power in your hands to heal the sick. There is power in your words to set at liberty those that are captive. You and I can live in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not something we visit. It is a lifestyle that we live. The atmosphere of God is for the believer to live in. And it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. Oh, man, thank you, Lord. Jesus, it's cold, too. Back in Luke chapter 4, verse 33. Now, in the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come here to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God. In verse 35, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. It was a loud voice that was crying out. And Jesus said, that's not the right spirit. That's not the right atmosphere. That's not the right voice. And He took authority over it. Because I want you to know something. Words from heaven will always overpower words from hell. You got to get this into your spirit. Words of heaven will always overpower words of hell. And when the enemy is telling me you're a loser and he's telling you that you are defeated and it's never going to happen, you're never going to get the breakthrough. You're never going to get the breakthrough with the county and you're never going to get this. I just want to tell him, shut up. That is not the voice of my God. My God is greater, and if God said it, He'll do it. If God opens a door, I'm walking through it, and the devil is a liar. And you got to do the same thing in your life. You got to get a word from heaven. That this is my word from God, and I don't care what it feels like in my body, looks like with my eyes, I am a child of the Most High God, and no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. If you believe that, get up on your feet and give God a shout. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Listen, this is why you got to operate in faith. What is faith? Getting a word from God and standing on it. Getting a word from God and standing on it and refuse to let the atmosphere change. You change the atmosphere. Don't let the atmosphere change you. You change the atmosphere. When you come into this house next Sunday morning, don't just sit there and hope that something's going to be good. You make a determination in your heart. It's going to be amazing today. I'm going to get a word from God. I'm going to receive power from on high. I will not allow the enemy to steal from me any longer. If you believe that, shout to the Lord with a voice of praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Echoes from heaven. Echoes from heaven. Echoes from heaven. What's God say about your lost children? Echoes from heaven. Come on, what's God say about your future? Echoes from heaven. What's God saying? It's a year of breakthrough. I will get my breakthrough. I will have a marriage that glorifies God. I will have a family that exalts the name of the Lord together. I will have the blessing of God over my life, and I will be a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, put your hands down and pray right now. Just put your hands down and pray. Nobody looking around. Spirit of heaviness, you got to come off. Darkness, you have to flee. Sin, you have no hold over this room. You have no hold over the people in this room. Addiction, you have no hold over the people in this room. The people that are watching online right now, I speak a word of freedom and deliverance over you right now. I got a word from heaven. You shall not die but live. I speak to Roland Baxter right now, and I just say, heal, Roland, heal, heal, heal. Your body will heal in Jesus' name. Kevin and Pam are at the emergency room right now because Pam has that flu, and it's just been attacking her body right now. I speak to you, Pam. I speak to your spirit. Heal and restore. Heal and restore. Don just had a heart, he just had a double bypass. I speak to your heart, Don. Heal in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Emily fell and broke her hip last week. I speak to your hip. Heal in Jesus' name. Restore her health in Jesus' name. Dolores, I speak to your body. I command your body to heal in Jesus' name. Live and not die. Let the power of your confession be that I am the healed of the Lord. Everybody, put your hands down right now. Let me speak to your spirits. If there's any in this room, any watching online right now, that your spirit is weak, you've allowed yourself to enter into darkness, you've been isolating and you're alone and you feel like you just don't know where to turn, but God brought you to church today, or God's got you watching this podcast, I speak to your spirit. You have a spirit. You have a spirit. You live in a body. You possess a soul. And I'm speaking to your spirit right now. It's time to take over. Your spirit needs to rise up and take over. And you need to create the right atmosphere for that to happen. Romans 10, 9, 10 said, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Christ is risen from the dead, you shall be saved. From what? From darkness. From the lies of the enemy. I'm speaking to every spirit in this room right now. Every person that is in this room, if you've been being led by the wrong spirit, come on, you've been living in anger, you've been living in unforgiveness, you've been living in lies, you've been living in addiction. Come on, whatever it may be. The devil is such a liar. He'll have you watching porn and reading your Bible from the same device. He's a liar. You do not have to be bound with your sin any longer. You can be free. In the first service, Miss Gail was telling about her little boy that she's taking care of, that she's been working with. This little boy said he came in the kitchen and he raised his hands up for her to pick him up. And so she just thought it'd be a cute thing just to sit down on the floor with him. So she just sat down on the floor. Well, he got so mad and put his head down. And she was like, what? I'm down here with you. And he didn't want to be down there. He wanted her to lift him up. So she grabbed him and picked him up. And he just wanted to see what was going around. Everybody look at me right now. God wants to lift you up. He wants to pull you up to where he is. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And if you've been living in wrong decisions, wrong choices, and your spirit is not where it needs to be with God, and you know it, I just need you to lift your hands to God. I'm not ashamed, but everybody's looking, so it's just you and God. Who cares what anybody thinks? Just lift it up to God. Father, there's so many hands going up in this room because the atmosphere is right for repentance. The atmosphere is right to cry out to the living God. He is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins if you'll just be honest and say, God, I want to step into a new environment. And there's a lot of good Christians that are lifting their hands. It's not because they're a bunch of sinners. It's just because they know that they've been allowing themselves to be in dark places and they got to come to light. Lift them up. If that's you, just lift them up. Everybody pray this. Father, I give you my life. I choose the light. I choose the right atmosphere. I will not allow myself to live in the wrong atmosphere. I want to echo heaven. I believe you died for me, and I choose to live for you. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hands to the Lord with them right now. Come on, just thank God for the service today. Thank God for the message today. Thank God for the power of praise and worship to plow. Let's worship.